Catherine Serlinchoni lived in town for about 2 decades, and still considers this her home. But remaining a Milton resident, she said, just wasn't financially feasible as the pull towards independence grew stronger. I would love to be living in Milton right now, next to my 90-year-old grandfather and my 80-year-old grandmother and my mother, said the 33-year-old product specialist with Jane App, who found affordable accommodations in nearby Hamilton about a year ago. I had to sacrifice a car and being close to my community in order to hit a milestone in my 30s, which is kind of a little bit of independence. And I'm one of the lucky ones. The housing crisis and rising cost of living are among what drew Serlinchoni back into the provincial election scene, having run for the NDP, finishing third, in 2022. Once again serving as the party's local flag bearer, she got an up-close look at government, in particular Toronto City Council meetings, during her time with the North York-based food equity nonprofit she founded during the pandemic. What she found was a disconnection from the people's needs. I just thought, if you don't want the job and you don't want to be interested in what we really need and what we're really asking for, then I want to get involved somehow. Echoing the concerns of many local residents regarding the Campbellville Quarry proposal, Serlinchoni feels the Conservatives have not listened to the resounding voices from our community and expert testimony. This is not something we should expect from our government. Milton deserves better. A longtime local volunteer through a summer soccer camp and after-school program called God's Girls, among other endeavors, Serlinchoni says the challenges facing her community and Ontarians at large are the same as during the last election, citing healthcare and education among her biggest concerns. I'm still unsatisfied with the state of things. With the Conservatives, the proof is in the pudding. They've attacked our teachers, our nurses, our healthcare, our greenbelt has been very much up for sale. I think people, regardless of how they've always voted, are tired. We're all tired of how things have been, and it's time for a significant change. As the official opposition, we're in a position to make significant change. I'd love to see Milton thrive and be there for my neighbors. As far as the necessity of an election at this time, the NDP candidate said that all depends on who's being asked. If you're asking a Conservative, they need it for a particular reason. I don't think Ontario, the people of Milton, I don't think we need it right now. Speaking to the looming U.S. tariff threat, Serlinchoni said that while it should be considered when heading to the polls, there's a bigger question at stake. I think we were in a bad place before this. If we can't count on government to make sure we're steady before this impending threat of a tariff, then we can't trust them to take us through that threat. So what would she bring to the role of Milton MPP if elected? I'm a very loud person. I'm a strong person. I'm not a career politician. I'm in this because I only want to make change. I'm passionate about that change for my community.